This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This is not simply Michael Cohen's word against Donald Trump's. It is now Donald Trump's word against everyone else, that there are witnesses at AMI who will testify these payments were made for the express purpose of influencing the election by depriving voters of knowledge of these stories of women coming forward to say they had affairs with the candidate for the president. This is not simply...
That was Adam Schiff, Democratic congressman from California, reacting to the news. Michael Cohen, 3 years in prison for dirty deeds is the big headline that screamed out today. Who better to talk about this with us than Ellen Ratter from Talk Media News? She's in our virtual green room right now. Ellen, wow, so your reaction to what happened with Cohen and the rippling effects.
Well, it's interesting that Cohen, first of all, doesn't have to report to prison till March 6th, which means that he has time actually to help the New York DA, and the New York DA can actually ask that his sentence be reduced. So he also said that he has been in personal and mental incarceration since accepting a job with Trump, and then he sees his duty as to cover up the dirty deed. That's what he thought his job was. And so, again, we don't know that he's going to report to prison till March 6th, but it depends what he does with the New York person.
All right, so how I don't want to say nervous, but how on eggshells are people in the administration about this sentencing and what Michael Cohen might say?
Well, it depends who you talk to, obviously. Some people believe that it's nothing. Some people believe that it's a big deal. It really depends who you talk to and, of course, what their connection is with Donald Trump. By the way, as long as I'm at it, I also want to say that you can still get a goat for South Sudan, goats for the old goat, goats plural for the old goat, .com. And we have goats that are available, and you can get a partial goat for $10, a full goat for $60. You get a certificate right away, and then afterwards, actually, what we do is we give people, we're the only animal group that gives people a photograph of their goat and the recipient, and we only give out lady goats so they don't get eaten. And also, if you go to shop at goatsfortheoldgoat.com, you can get a beautiful Swarovski crystal heart that remains in the United States. It's made by women who have seen somebody killed in front of them. So that's my little advertisement on goats.
But okay, wow, so make sure you go there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go there, everybody. We've talked about that for years, and I know a lot of people have that listen to the show, but continue to do that because it's last-minute shopping and all that kind of stuff for sure. So with the Michael Cohen thing now we've had some others that are waiting to see what's going to happen as far as their sentencing, but I think this was a pretty big one. I don't know that we were expecting 3 years. Yeah,
that's right.
Biggest so far.
The prosecutors had sent sort of two messages. One was that he was cooperating, one that he isn't. They had recommended 4 years. He only got three, so he got one less than the prosecutors had wanted. On the other hand, we don't really know what's going to happen because his reporting date is so much later than now, March 6th. So, again, this might be that they want him to cooperate in New York.
All right, so we bounce from that. I'm going to bounce down to something that I saw today, and you also sent it to me, too, and it just popped up at me, that the New York Attorney General is saying we're going to use every area of the law to investigate President Trump. Wow. So tell us about that.
Okay, so this is the newly elected Attorney General, and basically she has said, listen, we are after the the Trumps, all of them, including their children, and their tax evasion, et cetera, because they believe that there has been tax evasion in New York State, although we don't know whether there is or not, but that's what some people are claiming. And therefore, because there might be tax evasion, what is going to really happen in terms of the state of New York? We just don't know, but we know that she comes into office in January, and my guess is that she's going to go full speed ahead with this.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, this was another thing, too, and you alerted me to this, and then I was looking into it. I was like, whoa, what's up with these opportunity zones, this executive order?
So, okay, so the president rightly is concerned about African Americans not getting part of the American dream, et cetera. That I approve of. However, in the fine print of his executive order today about these opportunity zones and what they're going to do is set up a council and decide who gets what, where, and all that kind of stuff, is regulatory reform is how they refer to it. And you and I know that that means ending regulations which help clean air, et cetera. And this has been something the president has been roundly criticized by many of the environmental groups. But yeah, they did say they're going to do regulatory reform. So that's a big, broad place that there can be a lot of changes.
Yeah. And how about the House Republicans? They're going to try to vote for that $5 billion for the Trump border wall?
Well, that's right. There's $5 billion for the Trump border wall. He wants it. He has, as you know, there was this big meeting yesterday that all the networks carried because everybody was allowed to go in and see Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Trump fighting about this. But there is going to necessarily be a vote in the House. And, of course, Mitch McConnell is also saying that there's a good possibility that he's going to keep people in between Christmas and New Year's. But what's going to happen, because the Democrats take over the House on January 3rd.
Wow, that's right. Yeah, so it's giddy-up time.
Giddy-up time.
No kidding. All right, Ellen Radner, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So you heard Ellen talk about a swath of different things that I think are pretty interesting coming out of Washington. But the real buzz in the backyard is what we first talked about. And you heard Adam Schiff's reaction to that, the congressman from California. Michael Cohen is sentenced to 3 years in prison. And he's the longtime personal attorney for the Prez. He's the first member truly of the inner circle to serve time in a case that could place the former real estate mogul, as I was reading something in the way they described it, in legal jeopardy, because Cohen has been Trump's fixer in legal and business matters for a very long time, and he pleaded guilty in August to a series of crimes, including campaign finance violations and tax evasion in the Southern District of New York. He admitted last month that he lied to Congress in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference into the 2016 election. So that was the big thing. He was very weepy in court, and he said he took full responsibility for the 9 felonies to which he pleaded guilty, the personal ones to me and those involving the President of the United States of America. So he's got to surrender, as Ellen mentioned, March 6th. He has to pay $1.4 million in restitution for his unpaid taxes and $100,000 in fines. They painstakingly, the judge, William Pauley, worked through all of the counts and talked about how there are serious offenses against the United States and, you know, agreed to a modest reduction of the prison time to reward him for cooperation, but really not very much. So just watch to see where all of this goes. Ooh. Coming up next, Aaron Lemon Strauss, Executive Director, College and Career Access, the College Board, talks about getting your kid ready for college. Where's the money? We're going to tell you about it on the flip side.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
A voice was setting the mind on leaving trouble behind. Make it to the trees where the soul agrees.
All right, America, pay attention. You are going to love my next guest. Who we have now is Randy Pate, and Randy Pate joins us on the air now to talk about things that you care about when it comes to your health and when it comes to the open market and making sure that you meet that deadline. So, Randy, thanks so much for joining us, and when is that deadline?
The marketplace open enrollment for healthcare.gov actually closes on Saturday, December 15th, so just a couple of days left to enroll in coverage. So this is for people who are under age 65, who are not enrolled in Medicare, who don't get coverage through their job, for example. So we're talking about entrepreneurs, retail workers, seasonal workers, part-time, gig economy, all these types of folks that do not get an offer of coverage through their job. Just a couple of days left in this year's open enrollment period to go to healthcare.gov. December 15th is the deadline, so that's this Saturday. So now is the time, if you're interested in coverage or making changes to your existing coverage, to go to healthcare.gov, enter your information, or make changes to your current information so you can shop for coverage before the deadline.
Yeah, so how can people make sure that they're covered before the deadline? I mean, that's key.
So this is for health insurance coverage that starts on January 1st, 2019. So it's for 2019 coverage. Real important that people go on the website. When you go to the website, you want to bring some information with you, such as information around your income, such as your tax form or some pay stub or something else that sort of validates your income. You want to bring your ID information, and also you want to bring your list of any prescription drugs that you're taking or any doctors or hospitals that you'd want to see in your network. Get those things together. Go and create an account on healthcare.gov or update your information, and you'll be able to shop for coverage that starts on January 1st.
And we're speaking with Randy Pate, a CMS Deputy Administrator and the Director of the Center for Consumer Information Insurance Oversight. We're talking about very important, obviously, marketplace open enrollment. Who can participate in marketplace open enrollment?
So, again, this is for people who are not eligible for Medicare. So it's people under 65. It's for people who don't get an offer of coverage through their job. So, you know, if you're in the gig economy, if you're a retail part-time worker, if you're between jobs, all those types of things, you're qualified to go look for coverage on healthcare.gov.
Yeah, so when people go and they look, you know this, Randy, sometimes they get confused. What's the best way to navigate?
So we're really excited this year because we've provided a lot of new consumer tools to really help make it simpler for people as they're shopping for coverage. For example, this year we have a tool called Help on Demand. You go on the website, you can click on a button at any point during the shopping process and be connected live with an agent or broker in your area. So, you know, these are experts in your area. They know what coverage is available. They know the plans, and they can help you walk through the process.
And, of course, the worst thing that would happen is if somebody misses the deadline. What happens if somebody misses the deadline?
That's exactly right. It's really important to get in by the deadline. If you miss the deadline, you may have to wait an entire year into your next year's open enrollment period to enroll in coverage. There's only a few limited circumstances during 2019 that people will be able to make changes to their coverage or enroll in new coverage, including if you're, you know, adding a dependent, if you got married or you had a child, or if your income changed, something like that. But only in those circumstances. If you missed this, you have to wait an entire year to enroll in coverage.
Ooh, that would be scary. And you know, as we're saying this, I keep thinking people get confused. And why should someone consider going to the healthcare.gov marketplace?
So we're really excited this year because for the first time since healthcare.gov started offering coverage, premiums on average have gone down. So there's a lot of opportunity for people to save money. In Minnesota, you know, on the MNsure website run by that state, you know, premiums, again, we've seen a decrease there. So people are, you know, able to shop for coverage that might be more affordable for them. You know, they want to make sure that the providers that they need are in network and that the cost sharing and the co-payments, the deductibles, all those types of things are, you know, meet their needs. I'd also say that, you know, people who, you know, are looking for coverage, you know, can find annual checkups covered for no extra cost, plans that cover doctor visits, no-cost preventive care, and prescription drugs. So these are comprehensive plans.
Yeah. You know, obviously it sounds like you're, especially in your role, that you're pretty excited about the opportunities. It's gotten easier, hasn't it?
It's gotten a lot easier. You know, again, the premiums have gone down. We've got new consumer tools that are available for people to really make it easy for them. You can enter in your prescription drugs. You can enter in your provider. You'll look up and find out what plans, you know, include that, the services. You know, you can call our call center, 1-800-318-2596, and speak live with a representative. But we have lots of different ways to enroll and lots of different tools for consumers as they're going through the process.
Yeah, I think it's tremendous that people have the opportunity to be able to use these tools. There's no question about it, and take advantage of it. So let's bring this back again. Tell us that important date of when you cannot miss this.
Absolutely. The deadline is this Saturday. It's only a few days left, December 15th. Go to healthcare.gov, or you can call 1-800-318-2596. You can also go to cuidadodesalud.gov or Spanish speakers. But again, real important for people to get in before the deadline this Saturday.
Yeah. Randy Pate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
And Randy Pate is a CMS Deputy Administrator and the Director of the Center for Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight. And in this conversation, so key what he said, I want to really emphasize this, that marketplace open enrollment, you just heard us mention that, and especially for this audience, a lot of people listening, it ends December 15th, so get on it. Don't hesitate. He gave some great information of how you can find out what you need and don't let it go by. I know there sometimes is that tendency to procrastinate a little bit because you're trying to figure out how to do it, and I think they've done a brilliant job of giving you the tools to be able to do that. And even if you're happy with your current health coverage, you might find something better during Marketplace Open Enrollment. I mean, let's face that, because every year Marketplace health plans change in cost and coverage and certainly participating providers. And for the very first time since healthcare.gov started offering coverage, average premium rates for a benchmark silver plan in 2019 are actually going down across the 39 states that use the federal platform. You know, if you look at 2019, the average premium for benchmark silver plans will actually decrease by 1.5% across those states. Also, there's going to be 23 more issuers on the federal exchanges for 2019 than were there in 2018, and 29 issuers are expanding their service area into new counties. So why would you consider going to the healthcare.gov marketplaces? Because then you can find and get the help that you need, right? And you can go locally in your own community and get that too. So you don't want to miss the deadline because, again, I emphasize this, it's easy to do because you think, when is that? Wasn't that January? And this is why this is so key, and it was so fabulous for us to have Randy Pate on, because there are those changes that fall in the favor, I think, of so many people who are struggling of trying to figure out how to do it. And actually, if you navigate the system, it is pretty easy to navigate, but there's always people there to help, and that's the brilliant thing about this. So just really keep this in mind, looking at December 15th to sign up for the coverage, because that coverage, you sign up on the 15th, and remember that it's not too long after that that the coverage would kick in on January 1st, but you have to enroll. There's no way around that. You can't say, oh, I forgot, and then I'm going to get it. I mean, this is the period to do that. And because the costs are different, the coverage is different, there's more providers, there's different people participating, even if you, and I said this already, even if you feel pretty happy with your current health coverage, you definitely want to fish around with Marketplace and open enrollment. I know so many people around me are doing this and have said that this seemed like it was even better going in this time around. So do it by the 15th. Remember, Saturday. Hang with us here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
The man is pathetic.
Former New York City mayor and current Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani calling Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen a habitual liar. Giuliani, a guest on ABC's This Week program.
But unless you're God, this man, you will never know what the truth is.
Cohen sentenced to 3 years in federal prison and admits he lied to Congress.
He lies to fit the situation he's in.
Getting rid of Obamacare, a big topic discussed on the Sunday morning talk show circuit. President Trump's White House senior advisor, Stephen Miller, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS. He reacts to the federal judge in Texas who rules Obamacare unconstitutional. Democrats plan an appeal, but Miller predicts the Supreme Court will see it like the judge does in Texas.
The more important question is whether Democrats are going to work with Republicans once Obamacare is ultimately struck down, which we believe it will be.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
So this first one comes to us rather from Philip, who gets the first crack at Michael Cohen, and he says, Kate, Michael Cohen, 3 years, what do you think he feels like after going through that whole court process? Well, yeah, I have no idea, other than he was very weepy in court, and being on the other side of the law to have this happen, think about it. The lawyer for Michael Cohen said that Trump knew Cohen lied to Congress ahead of time. So Lanny Davis, the attorney that is representing him in his ongoing battles, told Bloomberg's Radio Sound On that while Trump didn't direct Cohen specifically to lie to Congress, he knew his lawyer's plans and didn't direct him to tell the truth. So, wow, how about that? So Trump and the White House knew that he'd be testifying falsely to Congress, and they didn't tell him not to do it. But, you know, the bottom line is this. He was sentenced Wednesday to 3 years in prison in connection with his payments made to the women who threatened the campaign in 2016 to come forward with stories of affairs they allegedly had with President Trump, who was then the candidate. And in August, he pled guilty. So we knew he was going to get nailed with a bunch of years, probably. So this is what it is. It's those years that have come back, you know, those years that they're piling on him, and maybe they scale some of them back. But how about that? Then we move to this one. This one is from Jake. Hey, Kate Delaney and America Tonight listeners. I heard you talking about cyber crimes and hacking the other day. It was a brilliant segment. And I wanted to see if you knew the story of Save the Children and the fact that they got scammed and it cost the company $1 million. And that's a charity. Yeah, I guess the hackers got into an employee's email account, then they used fake invoices, and they directed about $1 million to a fraudulent entity in Japan. But by the time it was discovered, it was too late to stop the money transfer. It was disguised as payments for solar panels to be installed on health centers in Pakistan. And they recouped, I guess Save the Children somehow, recouped about all of it but 112,000 of the losses through insurance claims. So that's good. So now they're putting up guards to you know, cyber guards to try to prevent those scams and hacking attempts. See, that's the whole thing. You have people with computers that open, hit something, it's opened up, and then voila, they're in, right? And a separate hacking attack resulted in the charity mistakenly sending 9,000 to hackers after one of the charity's vendors was the victim of a cyber attack. So that money was also recouped through insurance claims. But it's bad. You know, now nearly 10 percentage points, they're saying Americans are now nearly 10 percentage points more likely to be affected by cybercrime than physical theft of property. That's surprising. One in four Americans affected by a cyber attack. I've been hacked in. And who knows if other companies that I've been involved with, if some of my information wasn't hacked. I know it was from my college. And trust me, if they can find a way to do it. And we know, and this is what he's referring to, we've had plenty of cybercrime experts on to talk about what to do and what can you do and all that stuff. And you can be super, super vigilant, but there's always the potential for that to happen. You just have to try to be as vigilant as you can, and when you catch it, immediately react. Drop everything and react. How about that? This one is from comes to us from Keith, who says, Kate, I've emailed you before, but I saw this headline today, and I thought of you because, you know, we're talking about things that are political or business or what do you call it, the buzz in the yard, and a lot of things are buzzing in my yard. But how about this scummy magazine, the National Enquirer, admitting that they paid off a former Playboy model to squelch what she was going to say about an alleged affair that could have jeopardized Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. And this all unfolded on in a courtroom, and they disclosed that $150,000 the payment to the American Media Inc. gave to the woman in August of 2016 was to suppress her story to prevent it from influencing the election. Well, look, now we just had the whole Michael Cohen thing, right? He's sentenced to 36 months in prison for what he did with the contributions, hush money, all that kind of stuff, to Stormy Daniels, and he's denying that. And now this is just another thing. So am I shocked by that? I should say no. I'm not shocked by that because they offered to deal with negative stories that could threaten the Trump's White House bid by assisting the campaign and identifying stories that so they could be purchased and their publication would be avoided. And you know what? There is a name for this, and lots of celebrities and others do this. It's called catch and kill. So that's what that was. It was catch and kill. But after everything that happened, when that comes out, you know, that's then you're thinking, oh, yeah, of course. So and they admitted it. But we already knew this. We knew this was coming because there was a story. I forget when it first broke. And remember, David Pecker is a longtime friend of President Trump's, who is American Media's chairman and CEO, which is the company that owns the National Enquirer. So it's his friend. And think about your friend. What would you do if you were in that situation? So that's exactly what they're saying. And here's one that comes to us from John. Kate, the Raiders are coming. The Raiders are coming. I live in Vegas. I've listened to you in Vegas. I've listened to you when I've been on the road in Michigan. I've listened to you in the great state of Florida. I've heard you talk about Portland, so I listen to you in Portland and all the various stations that you're on, and I want to encourage more stations to pick you up. I love, 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 love your show. Keep doing it. So the Raiders are coming. I saw a billboard that was pretty cool that said exactly that. And the Raiders in 2019, I heard you mention, don't have a home. So I'm wondering if that home is going to suddenly be Vegas. I don't think so. They're talking because they're building the facility in Las Vegas, and it's going up pretty fast. But Oakland is furious, so they're filing an antitrust and breach of contract lawsuit. And against all the teams, they want damages and lost revenue and all that kind of stuff. But the Raiders' move or relocation for 2020 was approved easily by the NFL owners. So now they were playing, they've played two seasons since that happened in the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. There's only one more game before their lease expires. So now where do they go? Their $7.5 million rent offer for the 2019 season is off the table, is what they're saying. And so they're going to have to play somewhere else. The Davises are going to have to find another place. They're saying that San Diego is a possibility. They're saying Santa Clara is a possibility. And an early temporary place in Vegas is a possibility. It's just they're looking for, you know, Davis is saying, who's the owner of the, Mark Davis, who's the owner of Oakland, is saying that, you know, they're thinking, you know, turf. He's thinking, I'm not a fan of grass and the gravel coliseum. So they're trying to figure out what's going to happen next. So maybe, I don't know, maybe they end up in Vegas. I mean, what's realistic? I'm not sure. You can bet that people will want that money, though. Okay, you're going to pay me how much in rent, and maybe this is a temporary situation. So they'll find a place, no doubt about it. This one comes to us from Katie, who says, wow, an earthquake, Miss Delaney, an earthquake in Tennessee. I don't know that we've ever had one before. It wasn't like a 7 on the Richter scale, but 4.4. I don't know if anybody sent you any notes about it, so if I'm the first, let me tell you, it is pretty scary to be woken up in the wee hours and you're not sure what it is. Yeah, it was like a rumbling feeling, I bet. 4.4. It was at 4:14 in the morning near Decatur, Tennessee. So that's about 150 miles from Nashville. Strongest to hit Tennessee in 45 years. Then, of course, the aftershock about 13 minutes later, 3.3, because they measured all this. And it confused people that people were jumping on social media. People were saying, I think we just had an earthquake. Am I losing my mind? And I'm not sure. So there were no reports of any kind of serious damage or injuries. That's the good news. And the strongest they've ever had in that area is 4.7. To go through an earthquake, a really big earthquake, is the weirdest thing ever. And I went through one in California, where I was further up the line, but I could, it was a rolling, it was like the ground was rolling. It was very, very, very strange. But I feel you, in Tennessee, you certainly are not expecting to have an earthquake, right? Here's from Sam, his offerings. He says, Kate, Oh my gosh, it is just absolutely crazy that the holidays are here and Amazon is advertising everywhere, but I think people are still hitting the stores. What do you think? I think it's a mixed bag, probably 50-50. A lot of people order online, a lot, and Amazon, you're right, is capitalizing on that. Coming up next, we're doing that football thing. Let's see if someone can nail the score.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
This is the season of giving, perhaps. Yes. Beat the stampede. Get in line now so you can nail the score. Oh, I love the sound of that stampede. Oh. I would have been great in the Old West. I would have. 855-266-5283. So 855-266-5283. Or, like many of you do, usually 5 or 6, sometimes a little less, hit us up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. And you go to KateDelaneyRadio.com and click on Contact and give me your guess of the Game of the Week. So the Game of the Week this time around is a pretty easy one. Well, I shouldn't say it's a pretty easy one, because I think it's a tough one to predict, actually. And the fates and fortunes of these teams kind of hang in the balance. There's a hint of where they could end up as far as the playoffs are concerned. But the Patriots and the Steelers at Heinz Field. Big Ben Roethlisberger or Tom Brady, who you like? New England is actually only favored by 2 points in this one, and the point total is 52. So go figure, what will we possibly see out of the Patriots and the Steelers? You know, if you look at what just happened with the Steelers, they lost to the Raiders 24-21. They've had three losses in a row. They lost to the Chargers. They lost to the Broncos. So they were looking pretty good. They were cruising. They had amassed six straight wins, and then poof, it all kind of blew off for them. And now they got the Patriots at home. Then they're at the Saints, who dat, and then the Bengals. The Bengals, I think, is a definite win, but they could lose these next two, so there's some dangerous elements for them. Will they even make it into the playoffs? Because a couple of these teams are sitting here that could go in either direction. I think the Patriots will do that, but who's going to win this game? So 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Pete.
Hello, Tennessee, the James Bond state. Shaken.
Oh, that's touche. That's brilliant. I like it.
28-26, the Pats.
Yeah, that's good. And there's the 2 points, which, of course, wouldn't cover, but 28-26, and that line could move in one direction or the other. Pete, thanks for coming out of the bunker and playing our little game. You can do it, too. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And like I said, you know, this is, we're down to the nitty-gritty as far as who gets in the playoffs and who doesn't. And there are so many teams that for these scenarios, I mean, I like was putting this together and looking at what the scenarios are for the playoffs. And so, like, the Patriots, right? New England clinches the AFC East division title with a win plus a Miami loss or a tie, or a New England tie and a Miami loss. They clinch a playoff berth with a win, a Tennessee loss, or a tie. Should I go on? A New England tie and a Baltimore loss and a Tennessee loss and an Indy loss or a tie. I mean, they can't even be... Could you even really watch and be looking at it that way? No, I don't think so. And then there are other teams that are in that situation. Like, how about this for the Cowboys? The Cowboys are at Indianapolis on Sunday, and Dallas clinches the NFC East division title with a win, or if they tie and there's a Philly loss or a tie and a Washington loss or a tie, or a Philly loss and a Washington loss. So if Philly loses and Washington loses, hey, the Dallas Cowboys win the NFC East, so they could be winning the East. I think you can almost count on that to happen for sure. 855-266-5283, or flip me your guesses, KateDelaneyRadio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com. That's the easy way to get in. I know a lot of people are taking off for the holidays, but I still wanted to keep doing Nail the Score so I could take you all the way through. Nathan, so you don't need a stampede for an introduction. And, you know, usually it's funny. You've come pretty close to nailing the score, so you must have some kind of magic working.
Yep.
I like that, yep.
It's a simple kind of magic.
I guess.
Yes, the simple number magic, they call it.
I like it. Simple number magic.
Yeah, okay. So, let me conjure up my magic here.
Patriots or the Steelers? And what do you think? Who wins it and what's the score?
Yeah. It sounds like a good game. Let's give it to the Pats and just Keep it one full away. We'll do 28-21 Pats.
Ooh, 28-21 Pats. So there we go. A couple for the Patriots. I'm going to tell you what my guess is in a minute, but I'm going to give you a couple from the emails that have come in. This one is from Sally in Florida, and Sally says, never did it before, going to pick the Patriots, going to say 26-24. 26-24. So how about that? And then I've got one more here. This one is from Patrick. Patrick doesn't say where he's from, but Patrick says he likes Pittsburgh to play spoiler, and he likes a score of 24-21. 24-21. All right, when I look at this game, so I'm looking at the line, and I'm looking at the way the Steelers have played, and then if I look at the Patriots and, you know, what they're coming off of that crazy Miami Miracle loss, and I just, with the way the Steelers are playing, I mean, how can you go against the Patriots, right? But you know, there always could be that little bit of an upset. So I'm going to say that the Patriots win it, and the final score is 20. I'm going to say the final score is, and they mostly have scored 20 to 30 some points. They even had, remember the one with the Chiefs, they won 43-40. I'm going to say that they win this one 27-17. I think there's going to be a bigger gap. So I'm going to say 27-17. And they're healthy, so they had full participation from everybody on Wednesday's practice, according to their injury report. So they're not hurting. You know, they've had to deal with some players, some big players that have been out, like Gronkowski in the beginning of the year. And the good thing is, for them, they're healthy, and I think that's going to make a big difference there, too. They're first in the AFC East by a couple of games. Even though Miami won that game, Miami's still behind them in the standings. I'm going to say they pick up their 10th win. I'm going to say it's, yeah, number 10. So you do have a couple of minutes to try to get in at 855-266-2283 or flip me an email, katedelaneyradio.com. katedelaneyradio.com. That's the only way you can do it. And we will be doing it next week. So I'll still do it next week. And then, of course, the Christmas week, we'll look at that. Because I think everyone, all of you are taken off. Or you're going to just sit there and drink eggnog and you're just going to chillax, right? Even if you love the show, you're just going to chillax. That's what's happening because it's the holidays. You may have guests over. You know, who knows? Who knows what's going on? But I know you got to focus on what the Christmas deal is, and that makes complete sense to me. So football-wise, Oakland, Vegas, San Diego, Raiders looking for that 2019 home. I bet you they're going to find a place just like that, and it may be Vegas. Might be Vegas. They're not in the mix for Nail the Score, though. Good luck to everybody who's trying to nail the score. And thanks for listening to the show.
When I got home, it's a ball game. When I walk, it's a real thing. I saw you.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.